freedom of the press has been something that's been a hot topic throughout his campaign, and he was really against the president. It came up at that march. What are your sort of thoughts on the role of the media in this Trump administration, and do you have sort of thoughts on how he has responded to the press?
The media should hold Trump accountable. Of course, they should monitor and report on anything that he really does that would be considered detrimental to our nation or the world in general. Because that's the role of the media. It's a big part of our democratic. And by silencing that, it brings to mind certain people who abuse their power and use it to shut down dissenting opinions, or even people who just want to bring facts to light and make the facts known to the general public. And so him trying to silence the media is he's abusing his power, and he's undermining the democratic ideals that practically everyone in this country should embrace and would have embraced.
So one of the biggest newsworthy things that came out of those marches this week, last weekend, was, the size of it. It was 200,000, a little shy of 200,000 in Boston, half a million in D.C., 750,000 in L.A., and that came after a historically low turnout at the inauguration the day before. And it came after Trump's press secretary, John Spicer, lied to the media, and then after Kellyanne Conway said, no, he used alternative facts. So those specific actions by the Trump administration in response to, sort of facts, what are your sort of opinions specifically on the Spicer conference and the alternative fact comment?
There's no alternative facts. There's just truth and there's fiction. What he's doing is he's spreading lies, he's fabricating, he's making up fictions in order to further his own political agenda. It just doesn't make any sense. There's no alternative facts. It's just a lie. It's a falsehood, and they shouldn't go around saying the things like alternative facts, and because it's just divisive, and it's, I can't think of the word, it's just stupid.